T7J Mobile. T7J Mobile, KN4 VWA HT. Got back into the house from all my errands and running around and gathering up some reloading supplies, and I'm kicking back for a few minutes. I'm going to take my afternoon siesta and inspect the inside of my eyelids.
When you get that age, old as you are, you need to get a little rest in the middle of the day. You know, I imagine that's probably an everyday deal, huh?
No, it's a very rare occasion. I was up late last night, up to about 2, and just didn't get as much sleep as I wanted to, and I was back up at about 6:30 or 7 this morning. So, anyhow, yeah, it's kind of a rare thing for me to take a nap in the daytime. If the sun's up, I'm usually awake.
Yeah, same thing with me, so... Did I hear you say you guys are putting together a wedding? Your daughter is getting married? Are they? Can you do that? I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just curious. Can you do it, like, at your own home, however many people you want, or is there some rule?
KN4VWA. Bob, North Carolina is going to be a completely different situation than South Carolina. We're setting up, we're only going to have 70 guests, and no, we're not doing it at home. We have a wedding venue that we have acquired, and it's all going to be set up for us there.
North Carolina and South Carolina are different. I don't even know if North Carolina lets you do that or not. I don't really know. I think things have relaxed to the point of common sense, so... I was just curious, that's all.
But your numbers, last time I checked for like August 17th, y'all's numbers, you still had 1,700 new cases, and down here in South Carolina, we're down to 500 new cases. We were running about 1,200 to 1,400 right behind you, and now we're down to 500, so... yeah, it's starting to relax, but every time everybody relaxes with it, it goes back up.
Yeah, the numbers that they put out all over the place, TV, everywhere, because they're just not accurate numbers. They could be higher, they could be lower, but I don't believe they're accurate. Because it's all dependent upon how many people are being tested, and if they stop testing, then the numbers go down. And if they test more, the numbers go up. It's a big, that whole numbers thing is a big sham. I just think it's out there. You got to be careful. But I just stopped worrying about numbers. I don't know. I just kind of gave up on that.
Yeah, well, I generally go by the CDC numbers. But let me just remind you about something. There's a lot of politics and a lot of economics in these numbers. Break just a second. Because you do know about the hospital systems, 5 hospital systems in Florida, don't you, where they were testing 100%. Everything that came in was 100% positive. It don't work that way. Plus, there was a guy that was killed on a motorcycle over here in Greenville, and Prisma put him down as a COVID death.
Listening to the news, the numbers, all of that, a long time ago, because I just don't think it's a valid source of information. So with that said, I just stick to my common sense routine and what have you. So what else? I was going to ask you something. I'm pulling in to get gas, so I'm going to go on to Canopy Steve. I'll probably lose you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got my HT here with me. If you want to call me back after you get your gas, go ahead, man. I'm just chilling out.